plan to fight inflation. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden set to lay it out in his first State of the Union address in just about 2 hours from now. In excerpts released earlier, the president is set to say one way to fight inflation is to drive down wages and make America poorer, but he will say he has a better plan to lower costs, not wages, make more cars and semiconductors in America, and more infrastructure and innovation in America. Republicans turn to the heartland for the response to the president's address in Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. In excerpts of her address, she's set to say that instead of moving America forward, it feels like President Biden and his party have sent us back in time to the late 70s and early 80s when runaway inflation was hammering families, a violent crime wave was crashing our cities, and the Soviet Army was trying to redraw the world map.
In being named to deliver the response by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy, Governor Reynolds accused the Biden administration in a statement of stifling free speech, free thought, and economic freedom.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The midterm election season is underway with primaries in Texas today for governor, Congress, and attorney general. The battle's in Ukraine now in day six, with U.S. defense officials noting the slow progress by Russian troops.
There are indications that Putin is frustrated as well, the way he's been dressing down his defense minister and his top general in public. 80% of Russia's pre-staged combat power, those 160,000 forces that he had on the edge of Ukraine, are now deployed inside Ukraine. And yet they have not taken any large cities. Some Russian units have been captured, officials tell us. They have evidence that some Russian soldiers have surrendered even without a fight.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
New research could change the way COVID vaccines are given to young children.
Two doses of Pfizer's pediatric vaccine rapidly lost their ability to prevent children ages 5 through 11 from getting infected during the Omicron surge, but significantly reduced hospitalization, according to a New York State study awaiting peer review. Researchers recommend vaccination for this age group because of the protection against severe disease, but say their results highlight the importance of layered protection and consideration of alternative vaccine dosing. Pfizer is currently conducting clinical trials on a third dose of its pediatric vaccine. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth is getting back to her duties after suffering cold-like symptoms from COVID. The 95-year-old held two virtual audiences after canceling several appointments last week. The Queen has a series of engagements coming up this month as she celebrates 70 years on the throne. A major ruling by Israel's Supreme Court concerning a flashpoint neighborhood in East Jerusalem that Palestinians claim as their future capital.
The ruling means four Palestinian families would be recognized as protected tenants and would pay a Jewish settlers group a symbolic annual rent of about $740 until a determination of land rights. Plus, it gives the families the right to appeal a lower court decision that Jewish settlers own the land. The families live in Israeli-annexed East Jerusalem, a spot that helped spark the 11-day war last May between Israel and armed groups in the Gaza Strip. A lawyer representing the Palestinian families called the decision significant, but a pro-settler lawmaker blasted the ruling as a dark, illegal decision and pledged to protest it. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks plunge as the fighting in Ukraine rages. On the Dow off 597, the Nasdaq minus 218. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.